Blog Talk Radio.
To get 1,000 miles from the Earth, a rocket would need this much power. It would take far more than a human lifetime.
But a space station might look something like this.
To get 1,000 miles.
You are now listening to the Technology Cares Free Radio Show. This much power. Today's host, Kenneth Saunders III.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. This is the Technologist KS3 Radio Show. I am your host, Kenneth Saunders III. I really do like my theme music. It gives me life. But in any case, again, good morning, everyone. I know that a lot of people are recovering from Super Bowl Sunday. I'm going to say that. Super Bowl Sunday. Awesome. Even though I can easily admit that my team, or the team that I was kind of pulling for, because they're not really my team. I'm part of the Who Dat Nation. But either case, the Patriots won last night, and it's I'm so glad that I just don't bet. And I know a lot of people lost money, but it it's great. It was actually a really good game, and even though that leading up to the one of the last plays, I mean, it was a good game. I mean, it's unbelievable on how bad that last call was. It was executed properly. It's just that New England stepped up to the plate. But either case, I hope everyone enjoyed that game. And even if you didn't watch it, I just don't know what your life is all about, honestly. How can you avoid the Super Bowl, but then even the entertaining side of it is even dealing with commercials? And let's say that when it comes to the technology side of things, there weren't really a lot of technology ads except for Morphe. And Morphe is a company that makes extended life cases for mobile phones. And their ad was pretty interesting, dealing with the end of the world and that God was running out of battery life. Weird ad, but still subliminally very important. But that was really the only technology company that was actually advertising. I would easily say that even though that I'm an automobile person too, that the Lexus Toyota ads were snoozers. The Lexus ad, particularly the first one that they showed in the first quarter, was particularly boring. It was like, okay, Lexus, who cares? It really was that bad. But except now Nissan, for instance, though, that they had a very moving ad about a father who was a race car driver, his son growing up, watching him race and then get in an accident and mimicking him. But then to see a glimpse of the 2016 Nissan Maxima, oh my goodness, that was epic. Just from the quick glance, that's going to be a very interesting car when it comes out. Oh, just for y'all to let you know that I am an automobile person. Also, I will talk about automobile tech. So that's one thing that I do emphasize, particularly when people get new cars. Now is that they have to really pay attention to the technology that's in them. Because either can make your life worse while driving, or they can actually improve it. Now, I can easily say right now the best system that I've seen is from Tesla. And Tesla, they take that whole center console that everybody loves from buttons, is now a full touchscreen, a 17-inch screen. And it is huge in a car, but it's amazing on how well it works with it. And if you have a Tesla showroom in your city, I highly recommend going to take a look at it, just so that you can see on really the direction of where automobile transportation is not even going. It's where it is. And it just so happens that Tesla is at the top of the game. There's nothing that's close to it. But in either case, just to let you all know that I am going to be driving a car later on today and for the most of this week. And I will be writing about it on my blog at ks3tech.com. One of the things that I've noticed, and I have to reiterate back onto what I've talked about previously, is how really, I'm going to put this very lightly, how idiotic some people are when it comes to posting news and sharing news on Facebook. So while in the aspects of the celebration of watching the Super Bowl, there was a post from a website that talked about how Bobby Christina Brown, who is the daughter of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, that she was dead. And people took that article and started posting it all over Facebook as if she really passed away. And the troubling thing about this is that people are taking this website at its source and thinking that this is the only thing, and they're jumping on saying RIP about this woman. It is absolutely crazy and insane on how people continue to do that. It is so freaking it does get underneath my skin because, one, you're polluting my timeline with this mess. And you're not looking at any other credible sources like CNN or TMZ. You would think even TMZ, if she did pass away, that there would be a news story about it. Well, there isn't. Now, she was placed under medically induced coma. But some people don't know how to read and only look at headlines and think of the worst. Pitiful. Absolutely pitiful, folks. But again, of course, everybody's on social media while watching a big sporting event like this, and being able to see something like that during the game is just, you know what? I'm going to continue to call people out like that. I did in one of the groups on Facebook, and I guess the author or the admins decided to take it down simply because it just wasn't true. And the person looked like an idiot for trying to even defend himself on posting it. Really? It's just absolutely amazing. But now here's the fallout from Apple's record quarter. Now, Apple has blown every other company out of the water with the amount of revenue and profit, particularly on the profit side. There's been no other company in the history of our history that has made as much money as Apple. And it is absolutely amazing on how people are, well, there are a lot of people are quietly commenting back and saying, like, hey, I'm not going to say anything. This company is amazing. It's an American company. I'm going to support it. Congratulations to them. But you still have others that will say, hey, Apple is doomed, that Apple Watch is going to be a failure. These people really don't know what they're talking about. And really, in a sense, when you're thinking about the products that you actually own, or even if you own an Apple product, in particular iPhone 6, you have helped Apple make a lot of money, which they're reinvesting and back into. You know what? Here's the thing what's crazy about it, right? Is that despite the profit that they've made, they still have almost $180 billion in cash. Let's think about that. This is a very smartly run company, because a lot of companies are in debt. But their cash, the amount of cash that they have, almost $180 billion, and it keeps rising. But yet, when they spend the money, they get so much of it back, and that's the reason why they continue to have cash. So what can they do with all this money? Well, of course, they can buy companies. Hey, if they want to buy Yahoo and AOL and Pinterest and all these other companies all combined and still have billions of dollars left, yeah, sure, they can do that. But will that actually help the customer base? No. They continue to invest in themselves. And that's one of the things at least we should take a lesson for, is that we should continue to invest in ourselves, invest in our resources, so that we can become better people. And not just, oh, YOLO, we only live once, let's spend everything all at once, let's be carefree. We can be smart about things because we want to have healthy, productive lives. We want to be able to live for a longer period of time. That includes even the right eating the right types of food, exercising. But allow technology to incorporate that. I read an article in Time magazine this week, and it is in this current issue, where they talk about the effects of technology on a global market and how that we have to have more women not only into the technology workforce, which I completely support, but there's a disconnect between tech companies and the general public. And that the general public feels as a whole that technology isn't good for just technology's sake, and that technology is moving too quick for people. And in a way, I do agree to an extent, even though I'm always one that is on the bleeding edge, on the scalpel edge, right there, right before the cut. I don't get too deep because I see what the trends are. I'm a think tank. So whatever I say is actually really true. Tell me when I've been wrong. But either case, the general consensus on technology is that it's moving too fast. And it, to me, depends on what you're really looking at. But if you've looked at what the overall scheme is as far as with where technology has been, particularly for the past 15 years, yeah, technology has really increased. And it's going to be that way. Remember, this is 2015. We're 30 years removed from the ideal vision of Back to the Future, Part 2. And how you look at what was available back in the 80s as far as with what the vision of where we're supposed to be right now. We don't have flying cars. We're just getting holograms. Don't even know if that's really going to come out this year. Thank you, Microsoft. We barely have virtual reality. So there are a lot of things that we are still behind on, but we're so advanced on, particularly when it comes to, hey, cell phones. Back to the Future had fax machines. We don't use fax machines anymore. And for companies that do still use fax machines, get over it. Start using email. Use a scanner. Allow people to be able to do that instead of having to fill out these forms and fax it and try to find a fax machine. Craziness. But in either case, you know, it's like when it comes to dealing with the speed of technology, we do need to take a step back and be able to see, okay, is it really moving fast, or am I really getting slow at learning? Please hang up and try again. Talk to you tomorrow.